I am Dr. Joy Peterson. I am the founder and president of Express Success. I wrote this report, The Transition to Heaven, What Happens When You Die. Introduction. I just completed a spiritual healing session over the phone with a dear client who I have worked with before in relationship to her husband and his passing, and her mother and hers. It was the anniversary of her mother's passing and the third anniversary of the passing of her husband. She, therefore, wanted to take the opportunity to see if she could connect with them and if there was anything she could clear on their behalf, or if there was any assistance she could offer them. Because this session became so comprehensive, with many teachings within it, I thought it useful to write down to remember and share with others. There is so much fear around death that I think it will be useful to many to understand the full dynamics of what occurs. Before I begin speaking of this specific session, however, I want to backtrack for you to understand some of the dynamics that I have learned as their initial transition begins. When someone is nearing their transition, an angel is assigned specific to the family. Sometimes they get their name, and sometimes only whether they are a male or female angel. They are assigned to help the family prepare, and they stay for about 6 months after the person passes. That angel is to help make things easier for everyone involved, and not just the one who is going to pass. They escort the person home to heaven along with whomever is guided to assist in helping to bring them home, which is usually deceased family members and friends. The angel then returns to family who remain on earth to help with the grieving process and wherever else they can assist. One of their jobs is to take the thoughts and messages that people regret not saying back to the person who just passed so their communications are not unheard. The deceased may be present at their own burial and memorial services. They have even communicated funeral preferences in some sessions. What happens once in heaven? Once they are in heaven, they reach an arrival plane of existence, a specific dimension in heaven. Their first experience is being greeted by numerous people they knew previously on earth. They celebrate the person's return home. After that celebration is completed, along with their guardian angels, one or more chosen individuals from their life on earth remain behind to help soothe the transition. They explain where they are and what to expect next. They are brought to a room where they will sleep temporarily. What I saw was all white. They are given a booklet as introduction to what to expect in heaven. It spells out who's who and what's what. It gives a basic outline of what is to come regarding their processing and healing upon their arrival. They are told there will be further instruction when they come out of their healing. The document also includes their purpose for coming to earth. It lists what gifts they were provided to help fulfill their purpose while on earth. It lists the lessons they signed up for, much like a school curriculum. Also listed may be soul agreements to assist others or contracts to come together with others for a purpose. This part of the document is much like a report card. It gives a mark somewhat like on a scale of 1 to 10. It discloses how well someone did in learning their lessons and in meeting soul contracts. It also grades on how successful they were in receiving and utilizing their gifts and ultimately fulfilling their purpose. If they received a 10, for example, that could be an item to be set aside. The items that had lower scores, however, were used for the content of the next phase of processing. They, and only their guardian angels, went into a room where they would evaluate those items left on the list. There is a panel that everyone could look at, and it would highlight the situations on the list that needed to be addressed. There are some situations, when reviewed, that are examined more closely and discussed. Sometimes the discussion was adequate and conclusive, and then they went on to the next item. Sometimes the guardian angel offered suggestions or other alternatives to what they could have done. Or they may ask, "What could you have done differently?" and then continue to discuss. If there is an issue that appears troubling, the person enters a holographic chamber. In that chamber, they are within the situation being addressed. This time, however, they get to see all points or sides of the situation. They can feel the feelings of the person they hurt, for example. If they themselves were hurting, they could also be shown what contributing factors caused the hurt, including their own past life situations that were relevant to it. They would not be shown the past lives of the other people involved in the situation who may have been hurt or affected, however, as it was not their business. The purpose of the exercise is for them to understand what caused their hurt or other reaction at the time. They could know how others felt and understand their perspective better by taking on their specific perspective at that time. This opportunity gave them a better teaching of the situation from all perspectives, so they could have a greater depth of knowing regarding both the situation as well as their choices, actions, reactions, as well as more fully the cause and effect. Then they were shown their life as far as the good that came out of it. They get to see the benefits people received from work they did, contributions they made, and when they were generous or helped others. Usually on Earth, we don't get to see the end result in all its fullness, and here is that opportunity to understand how someone did, in fact, make a difference in the world or to others due to their participation on Earth. During this review process, there is no judgment from the guardian angels. It is about depth of understanding. They express much love as they know it may feel challenging to the participant. Once this process is complete, they are assigned to a healing chamber. The room looks much like a big hospital room with numerous beds within it. The beds, however, look more like cocoons. The person enters the bed within the cocoon and the lid is put down. They remain there for about a year in Earth time. There are individuals who administer to those in the cocoon. Adjustments are made to their cocoon at different intervals. They are constantly monitored. During this time, they are being healed of their experiences and disabilities on Earth. They are brought back into balance and calibrated for the vibrations of heaven. Upon completion of this healing, they emerge from their cocoon. They're a little disoriented at first, much like they are when they first arrive in heaven. It takes time to adjust to the new environment and their vibrations. As my client's mother was just coming out of the healing phase when I channeled her, she was a bit disoriented. She had dementia before her death, and she said her memory restored. But she also said she didn't have all her memory back yet. When her daughter inquired if there was anything we could clear for her, she said no. My client knew people in heaven also benefit from our spiritual healing, as my work transcends all dimension, time, and space. In this case, she needed to go through heaven's protocol instead. After completion of the healing, she was given a new, white, and bigger manual than the first report. This manual had next steps, assignments, and other information. Part of the information included was an update on family since she left Earth. The client's mother was able to comment on things she liked or didn't like and said she would be able to watch over her daughter and grandchildren. From where her mother was, she was able to directly feel her daughter's emotions. They were also able to share some personal comments. Then the mother was being pulled away as she stayed as long as necessary was possible or allowed. We then shut down from that communication dimension. Immediately following, her husband's presence was felt. He was aware that the previous communication took place, but was not privy to what happened between the mother and her daughter, his wife. He understood where her mother was, however, since he had been through that process and plane several years ago. He then shared that her next phase was helping her to adjust to heaven. This is the first time she would be in heaven as the essence of who she was on earth this lifetime. She would now be transitioned through an educational process regarding her existence in heaven going forward. He didn't mention the next plane of existence, but he did mention that he was on the third plane of existence at that time. There he was had a home and a job, although not exactly how we experience it on Earth in the physical realm. He said he was quite busy. He reaffirmed he watches over his wife and their children. He gave his opinions and suggestions of his children and their needs. When she commented that she had felt his presence lately, he said that he gets her communications, but she doesn't get his. He will continue trying to reach her, and she and I agreed would work on clearing any blocks to receiving his communications more directly. He had no trouble from where he was now situated in staying until she was satisfied everything was said between them. No one was pulling his energy away, so it was up to her when she felt complete. He, however, mentioned when our time was up, being aware of our scheduled time frame. I couldn't tell the time because I was channeling the information with my eyes closed. He was right, however, when my client said she was willing to go over our scheduled time in fear of missing out on anything, he responded that we could go do this again anytime and not to worry and to just call him up. When we speak, it feels like a three-way phone conversation to me, although I am conveying the message for the one in heaven. I have learned that our ability to connect depends on where someone may be in their processing or their work. I tried tuning into my dad one Father's Day, and Jesus said he couldn't come because he was busy working somewhere else, but he would convey a message. Another client scheduled a session hoping her husband would come through on one of his anniversaries, but her mother, who passed more recently, came through instead. Her mother commented with great surprise how there was no judgment in heaven. Even as she went through her review process, she repeated numerous times how there was no judgment. Her daughter mentioned that she previously had great fear of Judgment Day. I am reminded of when my father died. My sister-in-law called with the news. My brother was at my parents' home. They asked if they should hold the body back so I could come and visit. I told her no, because I knew his spirit was no longer there. I was told years ago that all the work I did on myself, family, and ancestors during my own spiritual healing sessions would assure my parents would go straight up. Upon getting off the phone, I spoke with God. God assured me that my father was already with him. He also mentioned a line to me that later was discovered by my mother on a piece of paper in my father's wallet, which we shared in his memorial program. God also told me that my father would come to me in the coming week with something monumental to say. He appeared to me later that week. I asked him how he was doing, and he replied, "Heaven is better than the best day on earth." My mother, who died several years after my father, shared this with me a couple of years after her passing. "It is brilliant here in every way. Color, opportunity, beauty, and above all else, love. The love here is beyond the imaginable. You can see from the experience of life after death, you really don't ever lose love. Real love is never lost. It exists forever. It never dies and is always felt and experienced if the heart remains open. When I have seen my parents since, they are younger adults. I sometimes see them together and at others separate, but I will never forget the time that I saw them leave me walking away holding hands, just like a young couple very much in love. Life is truly everlasting. Once someone leaves this earthly existence, they continue on to whatever is purposeful next. They are around and often watching over their loved ones, eager to help in ways they were restricted to assist when living in the physical. The dynamics may change when someone transitions back to heaven, but all will reconnect one day again. It may not be easy to lose a loved one, and some fear death itself, but hopefully the insights shared in this report from my work will provide some understanding to help alleviate fear as well as give you some peace. And for some additional free gifts, you are welcome to go to my website, www.expresssuccess.com. .net/gifts. And if you would like to engage in a community that discusses these types of things and receives other help from heaven, as well as answering any of your questions, you are welcome to visit us on Facebook and join our community for private discussion at www.helpfromheaven.com.